Okay, so picture this. You've outgrown your starter home. You know, it served you well, but you're craving more space, maybe a little more flexibility.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
That's kind of the situation we see a lot of businesses facing with our on-premise software. And it's why we're doing this deep dive on migrating your Dynamics 365 system to the cloud. We found this great article that really lays out a clear roadmap for this whole digital transformation. It's a nice strategic checklist style approach.
I like it.
No overwhelming jargon, just actionable steps.
And that's key, right? Because it really isn't just about like flipping a switch. Businesses often really underestimate the planning that needs to go into this.
Yeah.
It's like before you even think about packing boxes, you got to assess what you've got, where you're going.
Exactly. That's a great analogy. And that's actually where this article starts off with this know before you go phase. So I'm curious, in your experience, what are some of the biggest oversights you see when businesses are doing this initial assessment?
You'd be surprised how often companies don't even have a firm grasp on their current setup. And it's not just about, oh, we have this version of Dynamics 365. It's how much data are we talking about? What's the quality of that data?
Right.
What about all those little customizations they've made over the years that could really complicate things down the line?
It's like thinking you can just load up the moving truck without checking if the furniture will actually fit through the new apartment door.
Exactly.
And what about the data itself? I mean, that seems like it could be a minefield.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's not just about the volume of data. It's how is it structured? How clean is it?
Okay.
Think of it this way. Migrating messy data is like packing a suitcase full of tangled Christmas lights. You're just asking for a headache when you unpack.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Right.
So if you're in that boat, are you stuck spending weeks combing through spreadsheets?
Well, thankfully, no. I mean, there are tools, techniques for, you know, more efficient data cleansing. You want to prioritize, for example, identifying and merging duplicate records.
Well, that's a big one.
Huge, especially for businesses with lots of customer data. And then don't underestimate just the power of standardization.
Standardization, you mean like making sure all your dates are in the same format, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Think of it as like creating a universal language for your data, right? So consistent formats for addresses, phone numbers, product codes that can significantly reduce errors during the migration.
Yeah, okay.
And it makes your data much more usable in the long run.
It's like packing those nifty compression cubes. Everything's organized, fits neatly in your suitcase.
I love it.
So we've decluttered, we've organized, but we also need to make sure everything ends up in the right spot in our new Dynamics 365 online setup.
100%. And that, my friend, is where data mapping comes in.
Data mapping.
Yeah, this is where you really get granular. You map out exactly how each piece of data from your on-premise system is going to transfer and fit into the structure of Dynamics 365 online.
So we're talking databases, fields, like the whole nine yards.
Absolutely, the whole nine yards. And the key to getting this right is collaboration. Your tech team, the people who live and breathe your business processes, they need to be working hand in hand. And honestly, don't be afraid to leverage resources. Microsoft has some really detailed documentation and tools to kind of guide you through this process.
So this initial assessment, it sounds like it's really about uncovering like those hidden complexities, those potential gotchas that could really trip you up later.
It's about setting realistic expectations. And this is something the article really emphasizes, is involving your stakeholders from the very beginning.
By stakeholders, we're talking about the IT team, department heads, even end users.
Everyone who's going to be impacted by this. Because a smooth migration really hinges on everyone understanding what the goals are, what the challenges are, how it's going to potentially impact their workflows, getting them invested early on. That can make all the difference.
Okay, so we've got our map and compass for this whole migration journey. We know where we are, we know where we're headed, but before we hit the road, gotta pack those bags.
Right, yeah, exactly. And just like any well-planned trip, we wanna pack smart. This is where the article really gets into the weeds on data preparation, and it all starts with data cleaning.
Okay, so more than just deleting a few old files, this is like a deep clean.
Yeah, you could say that. It's about making sure that your data is consistent, it's accurate, it's ready for that new home in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it this way. Every inconsistency, every duplicate record, that's like a potential snag in the migration process.
Yeah, and I'm guessing those snags can add up quickly. So what are some practical things that our listeners can do to streamline this process?
We'll start with the low-hanging fruit, right? Use data cleaning tools, there's some great ones out there, to identify and merge duplicate records.
That's a big one.
That's a big one, especially for businesses that are dealing with a lot of customer data.
Right.
And then honestly, don't underestimate just the power of standardization.
When you say standardization, you mean like making sure all your dates are in the same format, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
exactly. Think of it as like creating a universal language for all of your data, right? Consistent formats for addresses, phone numbers, those product codes, all that, that can really significantly reduce errors during migration.
Right, okay.
And it just makes your data that much more usable in the long run.
It's like packing those, you know, those nifty compression cubes.
Yes.
Everything's organized. It fits neatly in your suitcase.
I love that analogy. That's great.
So we've decluttered. We've organized. We've got to make sure now that everything ends up in the right spot, right, in our new Dynamics 365 online setup.
100%. And that is where data mapping comes in.
Data mapping. Okay.
Yeah, and this is where it gets granular. You map out exactly how each piece of data from your on-premise system is going to transfer and fit into the structure of Dynamics 365 online.
So we're talking databases, fields, like the whole shebang.
The whole shebang, my friend. Absolutely. And the key to getting this right, honestly, is collaboration. Your tech team, the people who, you know, who really understand the ins and outs of your business processes, they need to be working hand in hand. And don't be afraid to, you know, to leverage resources. Microsoft has some really great documentation tools that can help guide you through this process.
Okay, so we've decluttered, we've organized, we've mapped everything out. We're feeling good. We're feeling confident. Time to hit the gas and start migrating. Yeah.
You know, I like your enthusiasm, but not so fast. This is where a lot of businesses, they get ahead of themselves and they make a critical mistake. Before you go full steam ahead, you've got to test the waters. The article really emphasizes this, the importance of a test migration.
The whole measure twice, cut once approach.
Exactly.
So you're talking about like a trial run with maybe a smaller data set.
Exactly. Exactly. Think of it as a dress rehearsal, you know, before the big opening night.
Mm-hmm.
A test migration lets you identify any hiccups in your data mapping, maybe uncover some potential compatibility issues, you know, mm-hmm. particularly with those integrations we talked about.
Right.
And it lets you refine that process before you go full scale.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's a lot easier to fix a leaky faucet than it is to deal with, you know, a burst pipe down the line. But even with all that testing, you know, that big migration day, it can still feel a little nerve-wracking.
Oh, absolutely.
So when it comes to actually making the move, what are our options? It feels like there should be a few different ways to, like, move those metaphorical boxes, right?
Hmm.
You are 100% right. And thankfully, the article breaks it down really nicely. It outlines three primary data migration approaches, and each has its own, you know, set of pros and cons.
Right. Lay it on me. What are our choices?
All right. So first up, you've got the Data Import Wizard, and this is the built-in tool within Dynamics 365 Online. You can think of it kind of like using your building's freight elevator for the move, right?
Okay.
It's generally suitable for smaller, less complex migrations.
So if we've, you know, if we've kept things pretty tidy, our data's not supersized, this might be a good option.
You got it. But if you're dealing with, you know, massive data sets, lots of intricate customizations, you probably want to call in some reinforcements.
You're talking about the third-party migration tools.
Exactly. Exactly. These are specialized software solutions. They're really designed to handle those high volume, very complex migrations.
Okay.
Think of it like, you know, instead of doing it yourself, you're hiring a team of professional movers and they come equipped with all the right tools, all the expertise.
Right.
They can really save you a lot of time, a lot of headaches, especially if you're not, you know, as comfortable with the technical side of things.
So it's kind of like bringing in those reinforcements for those heavy lifting scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
But what about businesses that have really unique setups?
Yeah.
You know, are they stuck with just those two options?
That is an excellent question. And this is where that third approach comes in, custom scripts.
Okay, custom scripts.
This is really the DIY route, you know, building a tailored migration solution from the ground up.
So you're gonna need some serious coding chops for this option.
Yeah, you're going to want to bring in the developers for this one.
Yep.
Custom scripts are typically best suited for organizations that have that very specific technical expertise in-house already. It offers the most flexibility, for sure.
Sure.
But it also requires, you know, a much deeper understanding of both your source system and Dynamics 365 Online.
So you really got to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so let's say we've gone through that whole process, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've carefully moved all of our stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Not time to relax just yet, though, right? We need to be sure that everything is in working order in our new digs.
Oh, 100%. You know, the article is very clear on this point. Post-migration validation is non-negotiable. It's like that final walkthrough when you're, you know, moving into a new apartment, you're making sure everything is functioning the way that it should.
So beyond just making sure all the data made it over in one piece, what else does this validation entail?
Yeah, you're going to want to go beyond the surface level. Yes, you'll verify that your data is accurate, that it's complete, but you also want to test those really crucial business processes, especially any that rely on those integrations we've been talking about.
Okay, so like placing a few test orders, sending out some, you know, mock marketing emails, that kind of thing.
100%. It's about making sure that your day-to-day operations were going to run smoothly in this new cloud environment. And then just as importantly, you want to monitor that system performance in those early days.
So look out for any slowdowns, any glitches, anything that might signal a problem.
Exactly. And remember, migrating to the cloud, it really is a journey. It's not just a destination, right? The article, you know, wraps up by emphasizing the importance of ongoing support, optimization, you know, continuous learning.
So even when we're all moved in, it's about, you know, making the most of that new space, constantly kind of tweaking, refining.
100%. Yeah. Regularly review your processes, explore new features, make sure that your team is really equipped to take advantage of all the power that Dynamics 365 Online offers.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you move into that new place, you've got all the cool gadgets, you got to figure out how to use them.
Exactly. Well, this has been incredibly insightful. So for anyone listening who might be feeling a little daunted by this whole idea of migrating their Dynamics 365 system to the cloud, what would be like the key takeaway for them? You know, I think the biggest thing to remember is that with careful planning, the right tools, and maybe a little bit of expert guidance, this transition can be incredibly smooth and so rewarding. We're not just talking about upgrading your software here. It's really about unlocking a whole new world of possibilities for your business.
It's about embracing the future of work. Well, thank you so much for this incredible deep dive. Super valuable insights for anyone listening who's looking to make that move to the cloud.